Belinda and Little Tiger Group present this unabridged recording of One Special Sleepover and Other Sleepy Stories, written by M. Christina Butler and read by Tamplin Lord. Little Hedgehog was bustling around his brand new treehouse. He was having his first ever sleepover, and he couldn't wait for his friends to arrive. "Anyone at home?" called Badger.
"Come on up," laughed Little Hedgehog excitedly.
"Oh, this is lovely,"
Rabbit gasped as the friends climbed up.
"We brought you a present,"
said Mouse.
"It's a book of bedtime stories."
"Thank you," smiled Little Hedgehog. "And I've got a present for you. Look."
"Ta-da!"
cheered Little Hedgehog, pulling out a colourful, cosy blanket.
"I made it specially, and it's big enough for all of us to snuggle under."
But as Little Hedgehog shook out the blanket, a gust of wind blew it up into the air and over the treetops.
"Oh, no!"
cried Little Hedgehog.
"Quick!" yelled Fox, scrambling down the ladder. "Follow that blanket!"
"The wind's blowing it towards the river," puffed Badger.
But by the time they reached the riverbank, the blanket had flopped into the water and was floating away.
"What are we going to do?"
sniffed Little Hedgehog.
"We can't have a sleepover without a blanket."
"Don't be sad," said Badger.
"Why don't we try and make a new one?"
"That's a wonderful idea, Badger,"
smiled Little Hedgehog. And they all scurried off to look for snippets of cloth.
"Look, Little Hedgehog," said Badger as the friends shared the things they'd found.
"You slept on this cushion cover after the big storm blew your house away."
"Oh, yes, I remember,"
sighed Little Hedgehog.
"You were so kind, and I was so cozy and warm in front of your fire."
"I found a napkin,"
said Mouse.
"It's from the picnic we had when we went looking for bluebells."
"Poor Mouse,"
said Little Hedgehog, shaking his head.
"That was the day you fell down that deep, dark hole."
"I know,"
giggled Mouse.
"I'd still be there if you hadn't pulled me out."